lived in the slums of the great cities and were attempting to hang on to whatever Judaism they had, but nevertheless found themselves under tremendous pressures. Rav Yisrael himself had a very tragic personal life. He had a son who was a very, very famous mathematician, and the son went away from Judaism and became a professor at the University in St. Petersburg. And even today, Rav Yisrael's real last name was Lipkin. Even today, the Lipkin parallelogram is a famous theory in solid geometry. And his son was a his son had his father's genius, but he didn't have his father's soul, as oftentimes happens. So I want to show you who Rav Yisrael was. The Maskilim wrote an article in one of their papers saying how proud this his son of his received an award. In fact, one of the reasons that he sent Reb Itzelet to Petersburg was to try and save his son. Reb Yisrael said a famous epigram. He said, "A parent has to be willing to go to Gehenna for his child as well." Different attitude towards children than we have today, too. This son of his won a prize from the Tsar for this discovery. I imagine if there would have been a Nobel Prize then at those times, it was a worldwide sensation, the invention of this theory, this mathematical theory, and his proofs towards it and everything. It made him world famous. So the Maskilim wrote in an article in their newspaper how proud the father must feel, the great Gaon and Tzaddik Rav Yisrael Salanter, that was their language, how proud he must feel that his son has brought such nachas to him and to the Jewish people. He was like the first Jew to win this award, etc. Rav Yisrael took out an ad on his own personal expenses in the next issue of the paper saying that he is not proud of the fact that his son has left the correct way, and that anybody that can help bring his son back to observant Judaism, he will be beholden to him in this world and in the next. And he paid for the ad, because he didn't want that there should be a wrong impression that somehow what the Maskilim said was right. Finally, one of the strange quirks, you know, I always mention that the Ravona Shalom has a sense of humor. God does funny things with us. One of the strange quirks that exists is that the Bali Musar and Reb Yisrael himself were strongly influenced by Benjamin Franklin. You've heard of Benjamin Franklin. Go fly a kite. Now, Benjamin Franklin, in the 1700s, published Poor Richard's Almanac. Poor Richard's Almanac has in it a great deal of philosophy. Now, Franklin's personal life leaves much to be desired, but his philosophy, his ideas, I mean, Franklin was an extraordinary person in many, many respects. One of the things that Franklin did was that he listed in Poor Richard's Almanac 13 famous character traits, which he said are the basis of a good person and a good society. This list of 13 character traits, which includes thrift and honesty and silence and study and all of the good qualities of life, there was a Lithuanian Jew by the name of Menachem Mendel Lapin, who, though he was an Orthodox Jew and a very traditional Jew, went west and studied in the universities of Germany and of France. And there he read Benjamin Franklin. And he became enormously influenced by Franklin. And he wrote a book of Jewish ethics based upon Franklin's ideas, almost quoting Franklin verbatim, but never mentioning that it was Franklin. It was though it was his book. Rav Yisrael read Lapin's book, and Rav Yisrael was very impressed by it. Rav Yisrael